really wonderful to see the room so packed, and it really shows, you know, everyone is enthusiastic about this agenda, and I'm so excited to be with such a distinguished panel. So to answer your question in just one simple sentence, the World Bank sees ECD in refugee context absolutely critical and foundational for the inclusive and sustainable growth globally. And you might not associate the World Bank with ECD, but as you said, we actually have a huge program investing in early years. And it's because we see investing in human capital starting from the pregnancies and the first 1,000 days is the most important investment any country can make. And we launched something called Human Capital Project last year, and we were really happy to see a very enthusiastic reception from our client countries. And you know, the people in this room need no conviction. But the interesting part about this Human Capital Project was our dialogue with the Ministry of Finance, Ministers of Finance, who usually focus on investing in infrastructure and so forth. But this has been a game changer, that we were able to change the mindset of the Ministers of Finance in seeing that investing in the early years and for refugees or for the fragile context is probably one of the smartest investment that any Minister of Finance can make. So in terms of the science and evidence of investing in early years, we heard it from the previous speaker, so there's no need for me to repeat it, but it's the science is loud and clear that we really need to act on it now. And I've visited a number of refugee camps, saw the programs, and you see these children who went through such a traumatic experience, but when they have the opportunity for play, opportunity for the early childhood activities, you know, this is a time for them to be a child and to enjoy and then forget about the difficulties that went through. So you really know, you know, no one needs conviction. So that's why the World Bank sees this as a really important issue. And we've stepped up our financing in ECD globally in health, education, social protection. We are at about $2 billion in our commitment in ECD globally. And in fragile and conflict setting, last year alone, we've invested about $650 million. And how do we see this going forward? We see four key principles doing this. First, this needs to be a multi-sectoral approach. This isn't only about education. This is about health, child protection, water and sanitation. It has to be a multi-sectoral approach. Second, we see this investing government capacity that ECD has been historically underinvested by many governments, but now many governments are moving into universalizing pre-primary or ECD activities, so we see that investing government capacity is critical. And three, we see that investing in both host communities and refugees are critical, that many of the host communities are the most disadvantaged district of many countries to begin with. The service delivery was the weakest. And then with the influx of refugees, the service delivery system is really at the strain. So any support going to ECD in refugee context needs to strengthen and make sure that host communities benefit from this investment. And lastly, I see this as a global coalition that it really takes a global village to raise a child for refugees. And the World Bank plays a small part, but we really are committed to working with all the partners presented here today in this room, and we're really looking forward to advancing this agenda. So thank you.